Time to catch up with our technology guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. As of 4 a.m. this morning, Google have a new Pixel out. It's the number 6. Have you already had a little squiz at this one?
Yeah, look, this is exciting. So Google's announced two smartphones this morning, the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. I've got them both here, and if I'm honest, I've actually had them for over a week now, which has been nice to actually get my hands on them and start using them.
Is there anything new and exciting in this particular range of electronic telephone?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I mean, when you think about smartphones these days, it's hard to be surprised or impressed because, you know, they are just a little bit better, the cameras are a little bit better, and this time the hardware isn't so much something worth talking about. I mean, yes, it's got good cameras built in and things like that, and it's got a nice display, but the reality is the software now is where they're starting to get their advantage. And, you know, Google doing their best Google approach to this smartphone, they're actually sort of saying that this will be a phone that you'll buy and they will continue to update and support for 5 years. So it almost becomes an investment in a new smartphone, knowing that, you know, 5 years from now, it will still work well and still have all the latest features. So that's a really nice promise from Google. But also on top of that, the features that we're now seeing in software is really getting impressive. So from a camera point of view, if you've ever taken a photo and there's somebody in the background that you wish wasn't there, or maybe there was power lines in the background that you wish you could just erase,
yeah,
you can now do that straight from the camera. So you take a photo and you literally draw a finger over the power lines, for example, and they're gone within a second. And that, for me, was so impressive to use. And even removing people, if someone's done a photo bomb in the back of your selfie, you can just click on their face and they're gone. And it uses artificial intelligence to fill the gap based on what's already there in the background. So it works, and it works surprisingly well.
Boy, there's any number of girls that'll be investing in a Pixel 6 so they can eradicate some ex-boyfriends, I'll bet.
Yeah, I think so. And one of the other interesting features that they've added is live translation. So we know that you can do Google Translate. You type in chow into Google and it tells you what it means in English. But you can now do it live through texting. So maybe you've got a friend in Japan who's not very good at speaking English and you're not very good at speaking Japanese. When you receive an SMS from them in Japanese, it will automatically translate it to English. And when you type in an English text message back to them, it will translate it to Japanese for them automatically. So you get this translator that sits in the middle of someone doing a live text conversation, but you don't even have to ask it to do the translate. It'll do it for you.
Both of those things are incredibly clever. But when we talk about phones from other manufacturers, I always come down to this. I'm a member of the cult of Apple. What will convert me to go to somebody else's church, Jeff?
Look, it's tough. I mean, it is a big shift to make, especially if you've bought apps, because apps which you purchase, you can't really move and get it for free when you change to Android. What I think Google and other manufacturers are trying to do is make the transition as simple as possible. And what you can actually do is you can connect your iPhone to a Google Pixel or another Android smartphone with a cable, and it will literally pick all of the apps that you've got and move them across based on their availability in the Android App Store. It will move your contacts, move your photos. So effectively, you can pick up the phone and walk away, and even the wallpaper will still be replicated as well. And I think that's probably the best thing they can do is actually try and make that transition simple, because it's pretty scary to go from, you know, Apple to Android or vice versa. You do need that little...
You don't want to have to go to the trouble of doing all that yourself. It's sort of like moving a home. If you can get to the new place and all the furniture from your old place is there, then that's going to make it more comfortable for you.
That's completely it. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we can always try and sell it with other things that they're talking about, improved battery life, you know, being able to charge the phone to 50% in 30 minutes, all these kinds of things. But, you know, making it easy that when I get that phone, I don't have to stress for a day moving things across or keeping that iPhone for another year just in case. Being able to have that feature to migrate everything is a real help.
How much are they going to sting us for a new Pixel 6?
Look, it'll be cheaper than an iPhone 13, which is good to see. So it will be $999 for the base model. And then the Pro model, which if you compare it to the iPhone 13 Pro, is about $300 less at $1,299. So it is a cheaper smartphone with a bigger screen and what could be better cameras. We have to do some more testing to confirm.
Well, looking forward to hearing more about that. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for keeping us right up to date with the latest in phone technology. You have a great day.
Thanks for having me.